designed for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, and it's our pleasure to welcome back to the show Rob Schneider.
Thank you very much. Great to be here. Board-certified comedian.
Great to see you, Rob.
It's been a couple years?
Year and a half?
Something like that. Too long.
And Rob is not plugging anything, pimping anything, or pushing anything. He's just stopped by because he's being neighborly. Well, he will when he does. But
I'm not above that. I mean, I'll whore myself out when I need to. Just right now, I'm between whoring.
What is what is the next whoring assignment going to be?
I'm currently whoring myself. I'm writing Deuce Bigelow 2.
That's
paying
what
off
I would
the
assume.
Home.
And is that going to have Eddie in it in the same?
Oh, yeah. He's going to make a little chunk of change on that one.
They just...
You got to pay me if you want me for the sequel.
They just played the one on... I think it was on Comedy Central tonight. I saw that.
Drew. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was playing. You know, people always assume the celebrities should know their schedule as it airs. But you really... You have two schedules. You have the one that you live, and then you have your airing one that you know nothing of, right?
I just don't know. Maybe I know. I'm just saying I'm being coy.
Have you gotten into these discussions like where you try to figure out what the person saw? They go, I saw you Thursday on, you're on with that fat guy. You're on with that fat guy. And you're like, man show? No. Then you get like three no's, and then you get confused, and you start asking them questions.
And then they come up with something that you were ashamed of, that you forgot you got 3 years ago.
Yeah, no, that was the porno I did. No, I didn't. I don't want to bring that. You know, my favorite's when they go, I know you from somewhere. I know you. I'm an actor. No, that's not it. No. Didn't I go to school? No. I'm an actor.
Better,
trust me.
It's better when the guy who's doing that to you is a little bit drunk, and his friend is also drunk, but not quite as drunk as he is, and he has to give the dude maintain speech. I've had this like, hey man, I know you, and then this guy's like, you know him, dude. You know him from the TV. You know him from the... No, it's not that. Did you go to Birmingham High? No, I didn't. Dude, you know him from the Man Show. Shut up, dude. Did you play Pop Warner Ball? Did you play for the Sun Valley Falcons? Dude, hold on. Excuse me. Dude, you got to maintain.
And that is the beginning of what becomes like a fight.
Right.
The two of them roll out of the place and fighting.
It's right. Like the guy trying to protect you and putting his,
Right.
Ending his relationship with his buddy he's known for his whole life.
Drew, what'd you do for Easter? Did you do anything
with Laguna, my folks' place.
That's
it was nice.
What? Do you guys do anything?
No, I just hung out.
You don't...
No religious services,
No.
No, I didn't do anything either. I did, I was thinking, though, and I can't be the first guy to think of this, although I've never heard anyone talk about it. Hiding eggs has got to be one of the worst things you can hide as far as...
You mean in your body?
No, I mean as far as the ones that aren't found and what they might smell like.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, you'd be better off hiding trout in terms of
you got to have your egg map. You got
to
get up really early.
Oh, do you do an
egg
map?
Yeah, that way you can figure out.
People do it in the house.
We went for the plastic that filled eggs.
Oh, you didn't hide?
Did you figure out kind of where they were so you knew?
No.
Your kids are really young, though, so you couldn't really, like, get creative.
They're 10-year-olds. Oh, no.
You did?
Yeah. I was unzipping the cushions and the couch and stuffing them in there.
Did they find those ones?
I had to do warm, cold stuff. Getting warmer.
You know that, dude? That'd do those plastic eggs just marginally larger than a real egg.
They do. And then, they have those.
And then put the real egg in it just to freak the kids out. Give them a moment.
You
got to
get
really
the. And then solder it together and melt the plastics. If they really want to get in there,
they got to bust it.
They got to really break it. They got to throw it in something.
So where's your kids? What's your kid? Did you get something good? Did they get good stuff?
Yeah.
Well, what is just candy? You need to get sugar high?
They got some money in some of them, and they got some. They got a couple, video games and stuff. So.
Video games in the egg?
No.
All right. I had a very sad moment when I was talking to Jimmy about Easter, and, his whole family, Jimmy breaks wind, his family flies in town to celebrate, and they're all in town this week, and Jimmy said to me like last week, he goes, we're talking about those store-bought Easter egg baskets that are sort of prefab. And he said, I always felt sorry for those kids. And I said, I always envied those kids. Wow. That's there it is. I just realized what happened to me. Rob Schneider is here. He's just hanging out. So he's going to join us on these calls like Sarah, who's 16. Sarah?
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. You're creepy.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm just joking.
That's okay.
What's up?
Oh, nothing. My question was, I'm scared of sex, and I'm not sure why. I mean, I masturbate and I have an orgasm, like, easy, but, I mean, I've tried oral sex and I just freaked out and it just, and I've been with my boyfriend for, like, 5 months and we haven't done anything.
Is there anything, were you traumatized in any way growing up? Anything we should know about that might explain this?
Well, when I was 13, my friend's brother, like, tried to rape me and he, like...
Ping!
Dingo.
Yeah.
But I thought if you were going to be like traumatized, I thought it was like when you were like little. Like,
it usually is.
It is.
13's little.
Not
when you're 15. Though,
well, what happened? What would have happened if?
Or if you're Jewish, you're a man or a woman.
If you've been a real victim, Sarah, he would have been able to carry through with this, and you would have frozen, and that would have just created a post-traumatic stress reaction, and you would have had all kinds of other symptoms. This may still be just some leftover material from having been nearly raped, right? Were you ever treated? Did you ever have any...
Well, he didn't fully rape me.
I know, but
still, that's traumatic.
He attempted to do this and you fought him off?
Well, he was basically, like, on me and he was, like, touching me and then he was, like, laying down and so just to get him back, I stepped on his balls.
Good, see that?
Hey, there you go. There's some power. You got you some power there.
Yeah.
Well,
so you.
But then he hit me, like, right after.
Ooh.
Okay, so you had some power, you lost some power again. So you don't, is this guy out of your life?
He's my neighbor. I mean,
jeez.
And he's my best friend's brother, so I still go over there. And
oh, boy.
He's there, and gosh. And his mom found out that I was over there and without anyone there, and she gave me this whole talk like I should never have sex with him. And I couldn't tell her. I mean, like, she doesn't know.
All right. How old is he?
30. How old is he?
Oh, him, he's... Probably 18.
You know, you need to unravel all this stuff somehow. You need some help sort of working this through. It would be a pretty simple matter, as a matter of fact. And I think you might be freed up a little more. You're 16. Maybe you're not ready to have sex. That may be part of it.
Well, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I just got over anorexia, and I have a big problem with people.
All right.
Well, there you go.
There's bigger issues.
There's some other issues you got to deal with. There.
Yeah. So we got some other stuff.
You got to focus on one issue at a time. But anorexia is a pretty good one because I think it has to do with you and your feelings about yourself.
That's right. Were you treated for the anorexia, or you just?
My boyfriend can help me out of it, but it's still kind of a problem.
All right.
Your boyfriend can't help you with anorexia.
Right.
I'm not an expert, you know.
Cannot.
Well,
I have actually seen some surveys that suggest that most 16-year-old boys will attempt anal with their girlfriend who is vomiting at the time. They look at that. They call it an open window policy.
By being run over with a truck at the same time, they would still...
They would still give it a shot.
Yeah.
No, listen, Sarah...
I wonder what percentage of 16-year-olds have tried to cop a feel from their dead girlfriends after tragedy struck. I'd say it's got to be over 50%.
It's at least in the teens.
Whatever the boob that's closest to them is.
That would be males. But, Sarah, look, just because the symptoms have settled down doesn't mean that what was underneath that is in any way better. And I think that needs to be dealt with. You need more. Eating disorder is a chronic condition. It tends to recur and remit. And you need to work on this. Something else is going on here. And it's being reflected in terms of your propensity to be victimized and how you feel about yourself in close intimate relationships.
It's also okay to
good
not
times.
Be comfortable with
good
sex
times,
at 16.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Maggie?
Hello?
You're 19. What's up?
Hey. Well, I was calling because I have a question. There's this guy that I'm dating at the moment, and he's really, really nice. He's great. But he's a horrible, horrible kisser. Like, slobbery type.
What does he mean? Slobbery. Tell me. Like, slobbery, like what?
Like, every single time we kiss, I've got, like, saliva all over my mouth.
Remember that skit you used to do on Saturday Night Live with the Italian restaurants?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's slobbery, wouldn't it be?
Is he Italian?
Actually, that is really funny, because his family's Italian.
Okay, bing, bing, we're
really?
2 for 2.
Is he wear braces, or does he have a retainer or anything?
No.
Tell him to keep his tongue. I mean, if you like the guy, say, listen, Slobber boy. You know what you need to do is get him dehydrated, really dehydrated. Have him drinking tea all day before you start making out with him. And then just tell him, keep the tongue in the mouth.
Well, can you not make out with him? I'm sure he'd look at that as dodging a bullet. I'd love it if somebody told me they didn't want to make out. My wife said she didn't want to make out.
They're,
what's that?
They're teenagers.
They're 19. How old is he?
He's 24.
Oh, he's 24? Okay.
Yeah.
He could be done making out. Can you be done making out with him?
Can I be done making out with him?
Well, you kiss a little and then it's right to the oral. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can, but every single time I think about it, it just turns me off.
All right, well, hold on a second. I want to talk to the guys about this. Cause
okay.
Can you improve? I mean, you can improve, but let's face it. We've seen guys do other sports and other activities. We all have a couple of lame buddies.
Dancing.
Who can't dance, can't shoot hoop,
fill
in the blank. They never do get much better at it.
No, yeah.
They really don't.
No.
But they can be less embarrassing.
So it can't marginally.
But no, they can be less.
Right, I agree. He's not going to get. This guy's never going to be a better kisser.
Right, never going to be good.
Right. What you could do is you can get him to stop sticking the tongue and licking your chin while you're trying to kiss him.
That's right.
Well, get him to just do less. Say, look, let me just kiss you. That's what I do. That. Don't do anything.
Rob reminds me of a very important point I'm about to make, which is. Yes, you must play within yourself. You must if you suck. What I'm saying, if you suck, back to the basketball analogy.
Yes.
Don't try to drain the threes. Don't go for the crazy dipsy doodle stuff. Yeah. Plant yourself under the boards. Yeah. Work for a position. See if you can get some garbage later. So that's what I'm saying.
Stay in your zone.
Stay in your zone.
Stay in your kissing zone. Like he's out of his zone. This guy obviously.
He's got to stay in the paint and he's got to
hustle. He's making up for something.
That's right.
He's driving for the lane when he should just be trying to get the 10 footers.
Right.
If you're a dancer, never gonna be Ben Vereen.
Right.
You know, never gonna be Kobe Bryant at the basketball court. But here's the deal. She has an opportunity to say to him, you know, I personally, maybe he'd be a good kisser for somebody else.
Yeah.
But for me, this kind of feels funny to me. See, let me sort of show you what I like. Just sit back, relax.
Wife says doesn't exactly love the way I kiss all the time. She's like, I keep sticking my tongue out, and I go, hey, honey, my tongue is the penis of my mouth. I can't help it sometimes.
That's right.
I have to.
Okay,
we
just have been a fly on the wall during that conversation. How did that go exactly?
I look at it as the clitoris, and mouth is the actual vulva. But that's my mouth.
Yes.
That's so when I do eventually get to my penis one day with my mouth, and I will, it won't be ridiculous.
Well, the thing, this guy's never going to be a great kisser. Get him to do less damage.
To not be awful.
Yes.
And Drew, what about people who, when you see them, they open their mouth to talk and there's strings of saliva are attaching the top and
tough.
The bottom lip. Yeah. What do you do about that viscosity problem? That's just genetics,
basically,
right?
Yeah. I mean, they're, you know, I imagine if somebody knew they had that, they'd sort of, you know, be aware of it and not be so slobbery.
That's when you fast forward the porno.
Take some citrus beforehand and, you know.
Right. All right. So
lower the lights also in that case.
And I think she should just in general do less making out with the guy if it's not her cup of tea.
Well, I was amazed the way she went with you on that so quickly. I was like, hey, could you just, you know, dispense with the making out and get right on with the Earl? And she's like, yeah, uh-huh. But I'm like, wait a minute, Maggie, come on.
Maggie.
Yes.
Is the guy turning you off overall? And why do women use the kissing as a yardstick for the guy's, you know, total being? You know, we don't even care about it with you guys.
That's not it exactly. I've never experienced someone be like a bad kisser. I've never like even stayed with them long enough. I'm like, oh, okay, that sucks.
Well, then what does he do that's good?
But with this, he's really romantic. He treats me like better than any other guy I've ever dated. That's why I'm not just dumping it. I'm like, okay, we need to work with something. I need to say something.
Have you talked to him about it?
See, I don't want to talk to him about it because I'm like, how do I explain that?
Just talk about yourself. Don't put it on yourself. Nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
Just for me, I need, just settle down. Let me try something. Let's try something.
You know what? If it's worth trying, you got to be risk, you have to risk hurting his feelings.
Yeah, right. He won't hurt his feelings. He'll be fine. Look, she's there. He'll be happy.
Yeah, he'll be happy you're making out with him.
Adam, what are you doing going on?
I'm just taking Rick's call. It's a born again thing up there. Rick?
Yo.
You're 16?
Yeah, I am.
You want to ask about? You want to ask Rob about new movies, and you want to ask? You want to refute my Born Again jags?
Yeah, I do.
What's this?
All right. Well, go ask Rob first about new movies.
All right, I was just wondering if you're going to do any do a new movie in the future.
No, he's done. No more
movies.
I'm
done. I quit. I just retired. I just had my retirement from movies party. No, I'm doing a movie with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore right now called 50 First Kisses. I play a Hawaiian.
Really?
Yeah.
Smart those Hawaiians.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. I'm going to go to Hawaii next week. It's a tough accent.
Yeah, it is. No one can call you on it because I don't really know.
Yeah, nobody knows. It's not like anybody can diss me about it.
Hey, Rick, so what was your thing with me?
Well, what you said about a couple weeks ago is about how some born-agains have a lower IQ, and I kind of agree with you on that, but
yes.
I kind of don't.
All right.
Because I know how you feel about those people at the abortion clinic kind of thing, but I don't exactly agree with you saying that most born-agains don't have a low IQ, because I am pretty smart, and so are some of the born-agains I know.
Most born-agains are dumber than, say, your average Jew. I'm not even Jewish.
No,
Jews are definitely smarter than born-agains. I mean, I would say it's a
Yogi
Adam. It ain't a close race.
Stereotypical about that.
Yeah. That's why.
You know, I would just say that the people who don't question and just accept the blanket information to me, I would question some. Sometimes I would question their thinking or what would lead them to believe just in the planet's only 5,000 years old. Whenever I hear something like that. I mean, I have clothes that's older than 5,000 years old. I mean,
the Ark thing—it's a little more primitive way of thinking. Right?
I would say instead of maybe saying that they're not as intelligent, let's say that they're close-minded or just
reptilian. That's something like that.
Not all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rick, are you born again, buddy?
Yeah, I am.
Can you be born again at 16?
Right.
Don't you have to put a shiv in somebody? Or blow a few guys, or get strung out on heroin before you go born again?
No way.
And why use up your born again so early?
Well, I understand how you mean.
I want to kill somebody and then go born again.
You didn't do anything bad to be born again the first time.
No, I haven't.
But how can you be born again when you've just been born?
Well, what born again exactly means that you've done wrong and you decide that you just want to have another chance.
What did you do wrong?
At 16, what'd you do?
Well, he's gay.
I was doing, I was... It's kind of hard to explain.
Nah, try us. Come on, that's what the show's for.
Cheated on a math test.
What'd you do?
He stripped
exactly
his neighbor's big wheel, parted it out.
God, and I said, hey, I'll just be born again.
What is that? What did you do wrong?
I just felt that I was not going to keep with God, and I said, hey, I'll just pray and be born again.
Keep with God. What'd you do to not keep it?
I don't really like to explain.
Oh, come on. You don't know us. It's okay, buddy. You're on the radio. No one can see you.
Yeah, but a lot of my friends could probably hear how stupid I sound.
Oh, get over it. Come on, the show's only 2 hours long. What? Spill.
All right, what exactly happened is I was cussing a little too much, doing that kind of thing. Yeah, sure.
I was swearing. I need to be born again. I said the F word, mommy, please. Let me be born again. No, oh, 16.
That, I
swore twice during the game show. I feel bad. Need to be born again. Oh, I used the F word and S word twice. Oh, mommy. I'm going to get my license, but first I'd be born again.
Ah, shut up.
Yeah, now who's the dick?
Yeah,
Schneider, everybody, not me. Rick, you hate Rob now, not me, right?
Look, okay, I'm just basically want to explain my piece why I think that you're going a little too stereotypical.
The Rickster.
All right, Cinerama. Born again, a third time. He got angry on a radio show. Hey, baby, do it till you get it right. F word or Rama.
Efatola,
the Effinator.
That's not the only reason why I was born again.
No, I'm just
Rod's
mocking you. It's an entertainment show.
He's a
show
comedian.
Also. I have to. I got to keep my street cred.
Okay, sure.
All right, Rick, listen, are you a virgin?
Yes.
Okay.
Walk out.
Well, that's good. Now you have an excuse.
Hey, you know what? When you lose that... You know what you can do?
Be born again.
Go back to the well.
Until I get married.
All right. That's good.
God love you.
Rick,
this
born again is an interesting strategy for a 16-year-old who's wasn't going to get laid in high school anyway. I should have adapted this.
Mm-hmm.
This is like...
Yeah.
This
would have given you peace of mind anyway.
Yeah, it's like if you were a horrible athlete and you had a club foot, you just go, hey, I would have been varsity, but
sure. No,
look at the foot, everybody.
Look, people need their boundaries. This guy wants some really tight boundaries at a young age for himself, and maybe, we'll see. I mean, he sounds like he's a decent chap.
Yeah, no, he's a delight. He's a delight.
The Effinator.
The Effinator.
Elforama.
Let's talk to...
Anna.
Anna.
No, it's Anna.
Anna.
Anna, sorry.
Right,
that, like, that no doesn't happen every day.
All right, what's that?
Sorry.
That's on, Anna.
Oh, my gosh, I can't
14.
Anyway, Rob Schneider, you're so awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Big on SNL, and You're sexy.
Yeah.
I'd rather be sexy than funny.
Yeah, me too.
I'll take that.
Well, I am, yeah.
Well, isn't the same thing, isn't it, we've all decided by studying women's likes and dislikes?
Yeah, you love a guy with a sense of humor.
No. Can't forget Dr. Dre. He's very smart.
Thank you.
Wow. Smart, funny, sexy.
What's up, Anna?
Anyway, I am
the
doing a
the trifecta of goodness. What's that?
I'm doing a crossword.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how I didn't really like being Jewish kind of as a kid, but anyway, 24?
I wouldn't have minded being Jewish when I was a kid if I was Jewish, but I wasn't Jewish.
Anyway,
I wish my parents were Jewish.
He had a step-grandfather that was that held the family together, so
yeah.
Barely.
Yeah, he's the only one who cooked.
All right. What's up, Anna?
What do you got, Anna?
Okay, it's Hebrew leader. It's five spaces.
Okay.
Begin.
Yeah?
What?
Begin.
Begin?
Menachem Begin.
Oh,
yes.
I was looking for a generic term.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whatever.
Menachem.
Yeah, that's good.
Begin.
How's it spelled?
Does that work?
How's it spelled?
I hope it's B-E-G-A-N.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Huh? I can't hear you guys.
B-E-G-I-N or E-N?
B-E-G-A-N.
A-N?
Menachem Begin.
You could look it up. Do you have an encyclopedia at the house?
Well, thank you, Rob Schneider.
Does it work? Did you put it in there?
We'll have somebody here look it up for you.
Yeah.
Does it work, B-E-G-A-N?
I can't believe I got through that.
Did it work?
I can't believe I got through. Yeah, it did.
And you got through. You're 2 for 2.
You're 14, and you're from Oklahoma, and you don't know who Menachem Begin is? What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, man, she's going to get a solid razzing when she goes back to the ninth grade. You know? True. You know what I'm saying?
These kids got to learn.
The Baconator.
The Bagster.
Baganatola.
All right, we're going to take a little break. Rob Schneider is our guest tonight. Drew, what are you looking up?
What are we looking
up? I've seen him spell it.
No, it's not going to be in the dictionary.
It's not going to be in the dictionary.
You never know these dictionaries.
Encyclopedia. It's going to be.
Drew, are you high?
Hey,
you know what? We'll go on the
names.
Internet. We got the internet out
see
there.
The boring bit. Okay, we'll take a quick break.
We take a break.
We'll
we come back. We love line.
Hey, everybody. Rob Schneider, our guest tonight. Rob is here plugging nothing. God bless him. But the door's always open.
Proud to be plugging nothing.
Anybody who attacks a 16-year-old born-agains on this show is welcome anytime. So, Rob
if I can help crush someone while they're still, you know, vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah, break them. Break them early. Rob is writing...
Create your own stalker.
Deuce Bigelow 2 right now. And what is a normal day for you like in this time of your life? I mean, when you're writing.
I it's really tough. I get up. I have a personal trainer. I have my organic fruits and vegetables. It's not easy. I get to work at noon. I work till 4.
See, I've
then
always
I got to work out
celebrities,
again.
Celebrities, it's tough being in the white hot light. That scrutiny they're under all the time.
It's just not easy. And then, you know, then it's the getting the facial and that kind of thing, you know, shopping at Barney's. It's not an easy day.
Is this the schedule? I mean, I think this is sort of a dream schedule. You do a movie a year, you do or so. You do a cameo or two and be involved with some other movies, but
and
you
take
make
a month
your,
off, yeah.
Make you know, you work, you write, you have your partners, you have your schedule.
Yeah.
You're not doing the grind of a daily show or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, the daily grind of the show. The worst, actually, the sitcoms, you know, that's a kind of a grind, but you got like 2 days, which is a hell days.
Right.
But the worst thing, in movies are, you know, it's you kind of work up and you do 3 months and you see an end in sight.
Right.
I think the two toughest ones have to be like your buddy.
Jimmy
doing his show, because it's endless. He's not like, oh, you know, once we do next week's show, then we're going to get, no, you got next week's show. The toughest, though, even tougher than that, are the hour-long TV dramas, because it doesn't just take 5 days to finish. It's miserable. You had like 8 days.
We just did one of those.
Oh, how miserable is that?
Fairly miserable.
I will just remember.
It's the worst.
I remember Adam picking him up at 7 o'clock in the morning, him going, God damn you, a-hole. This is because of you. This is because of you. Next time, if I do anything like this, they've got to pay me at least 50 grand. At least 50 grand. These are the words coming out of his mouth.
And you're a guest star.
We did,
I hate that when they say we're going to come get you in 5 minutes, and they do.
Yeah.
They literally, like, 5 minutes, what?
Yeah.
And then we sat in the room for 14 hours.
But, yes, if you're doing one of those CSI Miami shows or whatever, that just becomes your life for as long as you're doing the show. It's like a move. It's like the grind of a movie schedule that you star in that never ends. The movie never wraps. I could not imagine doing
that. It's really tough. And to me, the toughest thing about it is, like, I'm totally, you know, a perfectionist, you know, lunatic. And I like to, like, work things out. And, like, you know, in a movie, you get, you know, a few seven or eight takes. In this show, it's like two takes. They're moving on. They're moving. Wait a minute. I'm not done. You know, it would be really frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true. That's a grind. And that is,
I look forward to caring less.
He built character in Adam, though. I can tell you. He did.
And every
in North Carolina for a week with all those Dawson Creek.
Yeah, it was
young
great.
Folks.
It was great. I could have just had a gravel enema here. Felt the same about myself and moved on. Aaron?
Yes.
You're 30?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, we have a question about gay sex here in Tujunga.
Who's we?
Male gay sex.
Who's we?
My boyfriend and I.
Okay.
All right.
We've been watching a lot of Queer as Folk.
You call the experts.
Yeah.
And some questions have come up.
All right.
So there's a gentleman on the top and a gentleman on the bottom, let's say.
Yeah, that's one way they do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The gentleman who's on the bottom, who's receiving,
right.
Does he get an
catching.
Erection?
Excuse me. Let's just stop you right there. Catching.
Right.
Catching. Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. Does he get an erection, and does he have an orgasm from his penis, or is it all totally anal?
I'm not sure if you have an anal orgasm.
You don't have an orgasm.
Yeah, no.
No.
It's,
but otherwise, you'd have one every time he went number two, right?
Right. But I can imagine that... This is sort of, it's a sexual experience, so they would be aroused. There would be erection.
It would be, but if the guy's on top, you're in doggy position, right?
Yeah,
are you right?
Yeah.
Isn't it difficult to have an erection in a doggy position?
You could be on bottom and facing forward.
No.
Well, it'd be very tough. You got to get the legs up behind the head. You don't want to.
No, that's not the way that works.
They do it on Queer as Folk.
That way?
Yeah.
They do
yoga then.
They do the on the belly move.
Yeah.
They got the old lift the genitals and do it like a woman move. I see what you're talking about. I understand. I'm with you.
And Rob said he has a facial every day. I'm assuming you were talking about in the gay vernacular there. So I mean, he's obviously someone who knows something about this.
I wouldn't call myself an expert. I would just say.
But you're no novice.
I've got I have information. I have access to information. That's all I'm going to say.
A facial every day.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Now the guy then can get a reach around the guy who's underneath who has the erection sometimes,
right.
You know.
Which is a very valuable.
Well,
thing.
Now wait a minute.
You know, gay or straight. Respect the reach around.
Why don't you listen in, and we'll see if we get some calls from some homosexual listeners who can tell us.
Okay.
All right.
Because we can guess, but we could be wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe it's like manual stimulation.
Can I ask you why you're so curious about it?
We've been watching Queer as Folk. You know, the second season came out.
Mm-hmm.
So it has me thinking about these things.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for your help.
Yep. Fantastic. See, these TVs, these shows warp young 30-year-old minds.
Or educate.
See,
which I think are the same
thing.
We had,
what's his name up here? We should have asked him. The guy who used to be on the
Talk
Soup.
Yeah,
Hal.
Sparks, yeah. Even though he said he wasn't gay, so I don't want, but I kept looking at his. He had like 14 bracelets on, and you know when guys are saying they're not gay and making clanking jewelry noises simultaneously, it's hard. It's hard to get around that. But if you're in doggy, I don't think I could maintain an erection if I was down in the doggy position for too long.
Well,
do you? Is it?
I think I could, but provide somebody
could?
Wasn't
raping you in the ass. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But good point.
Rob.
It's good imagery either way.
Oh, yeah,
either way, yeah.
It's
something to think about.
Educational, yeah.
Pierre?
Yeah.
You have a question for Rob?
Yeah. Well, first, I'd like to wish all you douche nozzles a happy 420.
Douche nozzles.
Thank you.
I'm feeling Rob on this piece.
Yeah.
I decided a few years ago that the douchebag was getting way too much attention,
yes.
And that there are other parts involved with the douching apparatus,
right.
Such as the nozzle,
you're right.
That really should be worked into the lexicon of American language. For instance, calling a guy a douche nozzle, saying, you know, like you could
no,
see,
you're
some,
right.
You could
it's,
see
it's
some
very catchy
construction foreman coming in.
And what is it with the douchebag? Why a douchebag?
The bag
Why?
Is furthest away from the business end. The nozzle's really.
But
you'd rather be
the
bag
than
the nozzle.
But the bag contains more stuff. So
but the nozzle's
fluid.
Going
it's water. It's just water.
The nozzle
doesn't
the
back up and go
up
the other
yet.
Way.
No,
sometimes.
No, it comes out.
Just
it
comes out.
It's gravity pushes
See,
it out.
I think people say douchebag because they think it goes the other way.
No.
Sometimes it empties into a different
no,
bag.
No, 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 no,
no,
no,
no.
No. It just also sounds better, honestly.
Yeah, but
douche nozzle could happen.
Let me put it into a sentence.
Douche nozzle sounds like a character.
I'm a construction foreman.
Yes.
I come walking in. I see all my men sitting on a pile of drywall playing grab ass, and I'm like, "Listen, you douche nozzles, get back to work." You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same.
It's going to take a while.
That same consonance of douche bag.
Douche bag, you can hit harder.
Yeah, the
it's like
B
the K
sound
almost. Yeah,
it's the douche bagalo that I think's the connection.
Yeah, yeah, I know the nozzle thing. It's
not good.
Well, you know what happens? It comes. It's a little thinner. Nozzle.
It is. It is.
Nozzle.
All right.
But you know what though? It's also something that could catch on.
Yeah.
All right, Pierre.
I mean, what was Here Come the Judge? You know, back when. Pierre.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for sparking that debate. Sure. You have a question for Rob?
Yeah. So. In honor of today's holiday, I'd like to hear Rob's favorite pot story.
For 420? Oh, good Lord. Pot story. Well, I did work with Tone Loc one time.
Huh.
And I was in Thailand, and I guess they grow things in Thailand. And he said, "I want you to try something. Check this out." And so, he got me high, and I spent the weekend in the 2 days in a hotel room. I was that high. I couldn't leave.
Whoa.
I was just, am not a big pot smoker.
Were you smoking Thai stick, or were you in Thailand smoking Thai stick?
I was in Thailand smoking Thai stick.
What were you doing in Thailand?
I was some movie, not good.
You and Tone Loc in Thailand.
Yeah. You know the Tone Loc Rob Schneider movie.
Well, I'm trying to think of what movie that was.
Wild Thing.
No. That was around town, the Wild Thing. Yeah. He's a great guy, by the way.
He does seem like a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Had him on this show. The kind guy. Really sweet, nice guy.
I'm sorry that's not a better story for you, but for me that was, you know, a weekend in the hotel room. I can't leave.
Laura?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I was raped the other night.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to break it to my parents.
Hmm. Who did this?
I'm not sure.
You don't know the person then?
No. Oh, by the way, I have a really quick question when this is done with. But
yeah,
no.
Well, go ahead. Put it out there. What's the quick question?
Oh, okay. I called my friend tonight, and she called me, actually, and I was like, can I call you back in an hour and a half? And I called her back, and she was like, oh, my God, I have to call you back. It felt like something was really the matter with her, and she was like, can I call you back? And I was like, no. And then I was like, can I call you in an hour? And she's like, no. And then she's like, bye. And I'm really worried about her. And it's been like an hour and a half or so. And I wondered if I should call her. I mean, 2.5 hours.
That is not a quick question.
Yeah, yeah.
You should call her.
Let's go.
It doesn't seem to be more important than the rape question either.
Yeah. I get very scared for my friend.
Okay, now let me tell you. So let's go back to the rape. So who did this to you? Were you drunk? Were you at a party? What happened?
I was coming home from a school game.
And somebody on the street just nabbed you?
It was in the woods, actually.
In the woods? What were you doing in the woods?
There's a little path I take to get to my house real quick.
And did you completely freeze when this guy came upon you?
You know, I didn't even see him. He came upon me, and, like, I screamed, but no one heard me. And I thought, it was so quick. And, like, I just went home afterwards, and I pretty much fainted when I got home. And my parents weren't there. They're coming back tomorrow. And
why didn't you fight this guy off?
I'm not really small. I'm 5'7", actually. But
when did this happen?
Friday night.
Or all Sunday. Why didn't you go to an emergency room and report this immediately?
Because I'm just afraid of what my parents are going to be like.
Have you been victimized before?
Once.
And how old were you? What happened?
8.
And what happened?
My uncle molested me.
All right. So you'd been, and that just happened on one occasion?
Yeah.
So that sort of...
Well, no, it happened for a few months. But.
All right, so that sort of made you a good victim for this guy to prey upon. That sort of. Did you ever have any treatment for that? Did you tell anybody about that?
The reason I was going to tell my parents is I told them...
About your uncle?
What?
You told
you did?
They were just so upset that, like, I was scared of them. Like,
Did they not support you?
No, they supported me. I went to therapy for about a year.
But they just scared you because, obviously, they were upset and they were freaked out. They were angry at the uncle, the brother.
Yeah, but they just were so crazy that, like, if they hear this again.
Laura, why don't you contact the person that was your therapist back then and ask for...
Oh, because I moved.
Well, still contact that person for some help.
Wait, you need to go to and get checked at the hospital.
Yes,
you need to go, even though it's been a couple of days.
Okay, but how do I tell my parents?
You know,
you don't have to. It's different in different states, but I have to check.
Well, my parents are coming home tomorrow.
Yeah, but you can go to an emergency room and get treatment right now.
It's open 24 hours.
Listen, you need emergency contraception, right?
But how do I tell them that?
You don't have to tell them. You can go get health care right now.
You need to get checked. Listen to us. You need to get checked. Go to the hospital right now. Do you know one near you?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to go there right now and get checked.
Three things they need to do. One is they need to give you some emergency contraception to make sure you don't get pregnant.
Is that an abortion? No, it's not an abortion pill.
It just prevents any egg from being made available to whatever sperm's hanging out there waiting. But the sperm reaches the egg usually about within 3 days.
Whoa.
You don't get pregnant the moment you have sex. It's usually about 3 days later.
Oh, God.
And if you can suppress the egg from being released, you don't get pregnant. So that's one of the things
you need to do. And you got to check for STDs.
They treat you for STDs and check you for STDs. And then they need to collect some evidence just in case you ever want to do something.
And you know what? And also, yeah, there's a chance this guy, if he's done this to you, he's going to do it again. So you need to contact the police. But listen,
I don't have to tell my parents.
Well, you don't have to. You can go get you have a right to confidential health care right now, and you should go get some.
Laura.
Yeah.
Did you a couple of things? First off, I'm sorry for what happened to you, but you need to do this because this guy needs to be pursued, just like you wish somebody would have done it to him a year ago, so that he wouldn't have victimized you.
Right.
But number two, did you get a look at him? Did you get a feel for how old he was?
No, it was about 12 at night, at midnight.
He didn't know if he was an old black man or a young white man? You couldn't see or tell?
I think he was white.
How could you not know that?
It was dark. It was these woods. I mean,
was it all from behind? Did it be face down?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was pitch black.
Yeah, but if you were facing him at all, you would have seen at least his skin color.
Yeah, I said he was definitely white, I think.
Yes. My black guys wear a lot of jewelry. Yeah, and you can also tell that you got Super Bowl rings and all stuff coming around.
He was wearing a tank top. I know that.
Tank top.
Okay, well, you know what? You probably will find out more information will come to you over time now. Yeah. I know you're probably still in a bit of shock right now.
I'm also scared because I almost feel like it didn't happen.
Okay, yeah. All right. This is also denial and some guilt at being part of this. Now you need to go to the hospital right now and get checked out, and then it'll take it from there. But you need to do that for sexually transmitted diseases.
And pregnancy.
And the pregnancy right now. And take care of your health right now and get over that guilt. This wasn't your fault.
You did nothing wrong, and you need to start getting used to taking charge and not being a victim.
Yes.
And we're sorry, but please take care of it.
You can go now. It's open 24 hours a day.
Right. That's right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Chris Titus is coming on the show tomorrow night. I like him because he's a car guy. We'll talk to him about that, whatever else he's got coming up. Rob Schneider is our guest tonight.
Thank you, man. It's huge. Nice to be here, man.
Not plugging anything, just hanging out, having
just
a good time.
Between the whoring.
We're left off with a rather tragic call about rape, but we're going to rebound with a... question for Rob.
Hello?
Andrew?
Andrew? Yeah.
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Adam, how's he?
Awesome. Drew, I love you.
Great.
Andrew, I love you too.
Rob, I was wondering why you weren't in the new Adam Sandler movie.
That's a good question. I don't know. I was making a movie at the time. Another movie at the same time. I don't know.
And is that an Adam Sandler movie, or is it that one he's cast in?
That's
Anger Management.
Happy Madison developed it and did the whole deal.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought...
But I wasn't in that. I wish I was. I'm in the new one, though.
At the end, Rudy Giuliani said, "You can do it." And I was like, "What the hell? Where's Rob Schneider?"
You can do it.
He's a good fill-in for me, Rudy. I was honored to have the great Rudy Giuliani say that line.
And also, the delivery guy wasn't there either. It just sucked, man.
Well, next time I'll be in the next one. Thank you, though, for the support, Andy.
Yeah,
you're a nice man.
Today, Junior?
They didn't make a nickel without Rob.
Yeah, I know. I felt it's going to hurt the box office.
It's floundering. I mean, it only made $55 million last week.
Made $3 million Monday.
Probably down to probably made $85 million over the last 2 weeks. Andrew?
Yeah?
Did you see it? Did you like it?
Yeah, but it, like, Rob makes those movies.
Well, thank you, Andrew. You're a good man.
All right.
You're a good guy. Thank you. Very good. Very kind of you. Very good man.
Take care, buddy.
All right, bye.
All right.
That's nice.
That's nice.
There's 16-year-olds that aren't born-again Christians out there, fans of mine.
Christine?
Hi, Christine.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about
awesome. You? Good. What's up?
I was just basically wondering, I have this friend, and we've been friends for probably like 2 years and stuff.
Christine, how old are you?
21.
Mm-hmm. She's only 14.
Yeah. What happened?
No, I'm really 21.
Okay, yeah. Is that what happened? You have this friend.
Okay, and,
I.e. not you.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Okay, and recently, I think I have a feeling that he likes me, but he's really, like, you know, he's just showing feelings recently, and he hasn't really came out and told me that he does.
And he's been just your friend.
Yeah.
And you get this vibe that he's getting more into it.
Yeah, so I just basically wanted some advice on how I should go about it, like confronting him about it.
Do you like him?
I don't like him.
You don't.
You don't like him? So what do you want to do? What do you want?
I want to let him know that I don't like him. I don't want him to like thinking that.
How much of a friend is he?
A really good friend. Like, we hang out a lot.
What has he done to let you know that he might like you?
Like, we went to school one time and we watched like a game, and then like he'll put his arm around me and like do stuff like that. So mm-hmm.
Have you thought about telling him pretending you're a lesbian? Just to mix it up.
Or just for me and Rob.
They're good friends, though. He would know that.
Well, no, you don't like the guy. Just start making out with somebody right in front of him.
You have the two. You've been friends for 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. So you definitely can play the we're too good of friends card.
Yeah.
Which...
No, that definitely would work. This friendship, I don't want to mess with. You're too valuable to me.
Right.
Which is kind of true.
But here's the thing. Okay, don't soft sell it too much.
Yeah.
You know, if he makes a move and then you shut him down, don't go, oh, no, but you're great, and who knows,
yeah, do
maybe
not
one
say,
day
no.
in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Do not leave the door open, Christine.
Yeah,
do
you got to shut it.
You just got to say, it will never happen. I'm just too good of a friend. I can't think of you that way.
You, yeah, yeah.
Right.
You know what shuts guys down you. Really, really well?
Good fart.
About yourself. Come
turns
on.
Me
no,
up.
Yeah, it gets out of it.
Talking about other guys that you like?
That gets them going. That gets them angry, but it would be like being with my little brother.
Right.
Oh,
then they're like,
yeah,
oh,
that's a good one.
How do you get out of that?
But I've
incest.
Done that before. Like, I talk about my guys and he talks about his girls, but recently it's just basically like, you know, he'll give me hints and stuff. So you don't think I should, like, bring it up? It should just basically be
Nah, if you bring it up, then he could play it off. It's nothing. Like, hey,
yeah.
baby, well, so what are you talking about?
Just, and you know what you can do? You can tactfully do it, whereas he puts his arm around you and you can be like, come on, what are you doing? We're just friends.
Honestly,
like,
I've had a woman say to me, we're just friends, right? And well, yeah, you know, I was working with somebody, like, of course, what are you talking about? It was just,
yeah.
So you don't want to be in that position.
Went home, went back in his trailer and cried for about 3 hours.
No, first he went for the vengeance whack, then he cried. Then vengeance whack too.
No, but sometimes like it's in a woman's imagination, you know, woman, you know.
Yeah, well, I know. There's nothing worse than the conversation that starts going that way. Like, you know what I love about you, Rob? I love the fact that you know that we're just friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the other thing I love about you is that, well, it's really nothing because I'm not attracted to you. And then you start backfiring. Oh, no. Just because I'm crazily single and you're beautiful, desirable, what would make you think that I would have any interest
in you? You can be a good friend without me being attracted to you, and I just would never think of being attracted
right.
to that one.
I find you sexually repulsive is also a good all-time, you know, one stopper.
It's great, too, when the chick's amazingly dumb. Like, oh, no, it's your 73 IQ and your ability not to get any of my references or jokes. That's why I'm here, baby. No. Austin?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, brother?
It's going all right.
You have a question for Rob?
Yes, I do.
What's
and
up?
I also have an answer to that anal orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
are
God.
You're gay?
No, I'm not. No. But I work downtown at the Performing Arts Center. We have a gay stage manager that explained things to me.
Well, there you go. Did he explain things and show you things also? Or
no.
Demonstrate?
He didn't show me.
Okay.
No.
All right.
And what did he tell you about the anal sex?
What did he say?
Well, over our smoke break, he was telling me, I asked him what the butt plug was used for. And basically he said that if you put it in, it presses down on the gland and aids an orgasm. I don't know if it creates one.
No, it does not create one.
Oh, okay.
But a little pressure down there, right? Here's
some desirable. Some men like that. Some men like that. Other men,
all right, so I don't have an answer for that. Mm-hmm.
All right.
But okay. At least it's in the area.
Right.
You're in the zone.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Prostate stimulation. That's what they're talking about.
It's,
all right.
It's close enough. I mean, I think that she could use that information in her Topanga handy. Well, what can I do for you, sir?
I was just wondering how you got onto Saturday Night Live.
I simply just was outside the building and it was pointed at. It's as simple as that. Anyone could, I would suggest you go there if you're thinking about getting on. Just hang out. Tell people that you think they're funny. Usually a security guy, and they'll whisk you right upstairs. And they'll, the next thing, next weekend, you'll be right on the show.
You can do it to the guys that are...
Or I would, or what I did was like spend, you know, 10 years of my life in stinky, smoky nightclubs, ruining my youth and my lungs. You could try that also. But I would go the first way.
Do you want to write them a letter? Do you want to do it, Austin?
Oh, yeah.
You want to give us a couple... I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. You do a few characters, right?
Characters?
Yeah, like Rob does. Rob does the French guy.
He does the
young Deb.
I am so tired of this, and I'm not going to put up with it anymore. Are you tired of wearing all my clothing, and you smell?
He does the Hawaiian guy.
Yeah, brother, let me tell you one thing right now. I'm going to come back, and you better have my fish all clean.
I do the guy with the deviated septum and the Brillo head. So, you see what I'm saying? Now,
yeah.
Austin, hang on. When we come back, we're going to check your range.
Get a character.
All right.
You're going to commit to it, too. And we'll be back with, be prepared to be disappointed after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Rob Schneider's our guest tonight. Rob is currently, when's the next Sandler movie that you're in?
Going to come out?
Yeah.
Probably Christmas time, I think.
That's 50, 51, or 50?
50 first kisses. It's like, basically the storyline is she can only remember things one day's worth. So he's got to make her fall in love with him, you know,
every day.
It's really good. Oh, well, really did a great job with it.
We should all approach
try
these, that way.
These are the greatest things about Easter. Try that.
Oh, yeah?
Try that. Aren't those good?
Oh, that's insane. This little candy has more.
All right, bring that whole bag in here.
No. Come on, Drew.
Sure, that's good.
No, it's good. They're malted, right?
Yeah, they're
that's unbelievable.
Thank you, Drew.
That's just a mouthful of goodness.
But that's what makes Easter worthwhile. That candy,
Austin, many malted balls. All right, so you want to get on Saturday Night Live one day?
Eventually.
And you're 17.
17.
You enjoy comedy.
I enjoy it.
All right, so now it's time for you to give us a few of your trademark characters that are going to get you on that show.
Okay.
All right. And action.
Live from New York, it's Austin.
Hey, what's going on? Just thinking about the
today, Junior.
Thinking about the Holocaust.
Which guy is that?
Huh?
You gotta have names, you know.
But what guy's the thinking about the Holocaust guy?
Rob has very specific names. He's got French guy, Hawaiian guy,
Italian guy,
Creole guy, yeah. Italian guy.
How about Sergio Bendito, the gay soap opera star?
All right, let's hear it.
And
action.
Oh, muchas gracias, burros. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Misa muchos.
Oh yeah, solid. It's not a well-worn character either.
No, it's definitely got something going on there.
Now, what else do you have in your arsenal?
I don't know. I'm just making these up as I go.
Oh, hey. Genius! He's never thought this out. Wow.
Anything else?
Why you prompt me?
Okay. All right.
What do you think of a character for him?
All right. Yeah. How about a guy who hangs up the phone after calling Loveline? And action.
You guys all suck. Click.
Yay! Hey. That was great.
That's good. It's easy. Show business is easy. People think it's hard. It's not. It's just they'll come to you. Trust me.
Also, I think Rob maybe not the greatest example of this because he seemed to have gotten started fairly early and was funny fairly early. But
yeah, if I wouldn't have had success with it very early, I would have quit.
But you know, it seems like there's something. There is a common thread in a lot of people that are successful. They relinquish their youth to something.
How old were you when you got on to SNL?
23, something like that.
And are you?
But before that, you still feel as though you spent years.
Yeah, right? No, it was like 7 years in nightclubs before that, you know.
Yeah.
And so it was basically giving up your youth.
So I mean, you were in high school when you were doing
stand-up. Yeah, like 17 I was working at I was selling shoes in the daytime and going to school at the same time and then at nightclubs.
Wow.
It was nuts.
Yeah. I think shoe sales
regular Bobcat.
Shoe salesman's good. Yeah.
It's very, very good preparation for show business and shoe sales.
It's also good for guessing what the size of women's feet, which comes in handy, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Because?
I don't know. But it just does. You can just say size 8, right? And they go, yeah. And they go, how do you know that? And then the conversation's over. No one got hurt.
Morgan?
And then it leads right to sex.
You're 15?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, well, when I masturbate, to get an orgasm, I have to be thinking about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
About yourself doing something with somebody or just yourself?
Smiling in class or what? What are you thinking?
No, it's just myself, like, achieving things or losing weight, things like that. And
wow.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of that before?
First. This is a first.
A, B, C, D.
Oh, you got that little girl voice.
H, I, J, K, L.
Morgan?
Yeah.
Have you ever molested?
No.
Okay. So you just have the little girl voice on your own.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you picture yourself
doing what? Like physically? I mean just talk it out so we can imagery. We get the image here. So you think yourself doing good and losing weight, and then you could have an orgasm.
Yeah. Like if I just think about guys, I'm not like turned off. I can't climb
it. Well, guys, any guy? I mean, like even like a movie star. I'm not saying me, but like Brad Pitt or something like that.
Even picturing you guys, you know.
Like Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Does nothing. You'd rather think about yourself getting an A in science.
Sadly, yeah.
What if you pictured Brad Pitt losing weight?
Oh, I'm getting an A. Oh, I'm getting a B. Oh, B minus. Oh, a B plus. Oh, D. No, no, not D. Not D. Oh,
get extra credit. Yeah, you bitch.
Oh, yes. I'll go after school. After school, talk to the teacher. A minus.
So, Morgan.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Oh,
I'm 124 pounds. Oh, get down to 122. Oh, yes, 120, 119.
What's the feeling you're evoking? What is that you're getting involved with there?
Control.
So when you think of yourself losing weight, what do you feel?
I don't know. Just a sense of accomplishment, I guess.
Ooh. And why does that become sexual?
I don't know.
Do you physically, I mean, do you see yourself? Are your eyes closed and you see yourself? Or you
my
just sort of feel
report,
this way?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Paramecium. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. The cell membrane. Oh!
I used to picture myself in high school writing a Led Zeppelin on a peachy folder in order to have an orgasm. I didn't set my goals quite as high.
That chick on the peachy folder was hot.
She was the tennis chick?
You know, it's just the dress is up a little bit and she's doing the swing. You know what I'm talking about. She's serving.
Yeah, she's hot.
Crying out loud.
No, the doodling on the peachy folder and the orgasm just happened to be things that were happening all the time when you were in high school.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I put a hole in the peachy folder and raped it. All right, so we don't have an answer for Morgan.
Although, to be so self-absorbed...
Does your mom say you're the prettiest girl in the school?
Sure seems like a trauma thing.
Any trauma, Morgan?
No.
Did your mom tell you the most beautiful girl in the school?
What?
Did your mom ever say you're the prettiest girl in the school?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure she was lying.
Hey,
wow.
She was what?
Mom.
That was from 35 feet, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Your mom has said you're the prettiest girl in the school?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 points.
Well, I think that there's an issue here about, like, perfection and, like, control.
But why does that become sexual for her? That's what I can't put together. I'm with you all the way on the personality stuff. But usually to sexualize all that, you got to throw in some trauma somehow.
Nothing, don't get me wrong, but it has to do with some ego about yourself, I think. And your parents put you on a pedestal, and this is like...
Do you have an eating disorder?
No, I don't.
Do your parents put a lot of pressure on you? Are they achievers?
Yeah. Yeah,
there we go. Okay.
You have one of your parents an attorney or something like that?
One was, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're the prettiest girl in the whole school. Everybody.
You're fat.
Dad did the same with me. I mean, girl.
Well, Morgan, I'll tell you what. What we can say is that it suggests that you're so self-absorbed that you may not be available for relationships in a way that would be healthy and satisfying to you, and you might kind of work on that.
Yeah, and I think it is like you're focusing so much on excelling and getting approval from your parents that I think it's skewering things, your mental outlook and even your sexuality at this point. Though I think you're going to easily get over it. I think this little thing you're having now, you'll get over it. You'll meet some really hot guy. And he'll have, like, some pectoral muscles and chest
but
hair.
My sense is she's going to be going for the ultra-powerful guy that's sort of an a-hole and mistreats her. But be careful with your attractions, because I think that you're...
I'm married.
You can't have Rob. I think that ultra-powerful alpha male type, I immediately was...
Schneider.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And be careful with that, because that may be where your sexuality gets aroused.
But I think that there's some underlying self-doubt and self-esteem problems with her here.
Absolutely.
That she can't live up to those high expectations, and trying to achieve those expectations even turns her on sexually. Mm.
She needs like a wine cooler and Tiger Beat magazine, and I think it's
take
all
take some pressure off yourself.
All coming to focus.
Take it easy. You don't have to be the prettiest, smartest girl in the school. You can, you know, you don't have to do that.
Mike?
Yeah.
You're 28?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a problem with relationships lately. Last three girlfriends I've had have been extended relationships, and all of them have went outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
They cheated on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All of them have. I consider myself a pretty good boyfriend. You know, I do things for them. I give them nice gifts.
Who are these girls? Who are you falling? You're falling for girls that are problem girls?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you meeting these girls? Just so I can know. I mean, just go ahead. Were you meeting these girls?
Usually.
Whenever I hear a really bad girl, I'm just amazed that I never lived with her. You know, whenever I hear these stories. But where are you meeting these women?
Usually at work or through my friends or, you know.
Okay, first of all, that's got to stop because your friends are losers. I'm sorry. No, seriously. You got to change your habits. You got to change where you're going. You're meeting them at bars. Where are you meeting them?
Right.
Bars, right?
Yeah, or at work.
All right. Well, you don't want to go out with girls at work. You want different interests, right?
Right.
All right. Well, what about this new one? How long have you been with her?
About a year and 8 months, and she's great. I mean, she treats me nice. I actually moved in with her 2 months ago.
Now you cheat.
But now I feel the need to go outside.
He cheats. There you go.
It's payback.
All right. Here's the deal.
Okay. Wait a minute. So now she's not cheating with you, and she's committed. You want to go and cheat and get revenge on her.
Not revenge on her. I really don't know why I feel the need to do that.
Was your mom an alcoholic?
No. My mom was an avid born again Christian.
That's the opposite, an alcoholic.
That's the other end.
It is true. But usually you become a born again after you do something.
What did she do that made her need to be born again?
Well, actually, my dad was pretty abusive towards her, and that was her out for that was the church.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right.
Where's my bourbon?
Well. So there's some trauma rolling around there in the past.
You see, he's a fixer. He's got to fix these women, and he resents the ones that are actually available to him. He takes the role of the one being cheated, or he's the cheater.
Once she's okay, once you're with the girl who's okay, you're not interested anymore.
Right.
You need a crazy woman.
Right.
And let me give you a place to go find some crazy women. Hollywood.
Los Angeles. I'm opening it up to Los Angeles.
213 area code 310.
Yes.
You know, anywhere. Also the Valley, 818.
Sure. I grew up there.
Ventura. I mean, in North Hollywood, you have a lot of actors just starting out, and they're the craziest.
I went to North Hollywood High. I'm behind.
There's a lot of bars there.
Yes. Mostly on the windows.
Also, drug rehab.
Yeah, CA. If you get to that Hollywood CA meeting,
no,
that's a good place.
You got to, I think there's some therapy issues you have to deal with on your own. So it's okay for you to be with a woman who doesn't have huge problems that you have to deal with all the time. Interested in that.
Why do I get the sense that you're the product of an alcoholic family system?
Well, my dad was, yeah.
Thank you.
And why not say that 10 minutes ago when Drew brings it up?
From the top of the key, Drew drains it.
And, Mike, you need to get involved in some Al-Anon. Because that's where you're going to develop the growth that allows you to break out of this pattern you're in. And until you do that...
You're going to ruin this relationship if it's a good one. If you really love her, she's a good one, you're going to ruin this one.
Al-Anon sponsor steps all the way. If you do those things, things will change.
Can you do that, Mike?
Yeah, I think I can. Thanks.
Just give a call.
Do it.
For Drew.
Yeah, maybe get a hot sponsor and bang her.
Oh, jeez. No,
yeah,
male
you never know. There's also
male.
A lot of unhealthy women in that organization.
No. God, you
and also, he's the kind of guy who, if he did cheat, would let his girl find out about it because it doesn't matter.
So that way you can get her going crazy again, and now you're interested again.
Well, that's right. That's an interesting strategy.
It does not complete the cycle.
You get her crazy and get her loopy and emotionally whacked,
wow, then she's exciting again. No longer the bore that you have to come home to and find her with cooked meals
and stuff. Well, it's interesting that, and I don't know what the percentage is, but it's certainly with guys it's different than women. But I would say just in general, 70% of people who cheat are doing it just to get laid, to have sex with someone other than the person they're having sex with. But there's also a decent percentage who are doing it to send a message, to create a cycle, to dance. And they magically, you'll know who those people are because they will let the other person find out about it.
Yes.
They will leave things on the computer. They will leave notes in their pants when their woman does the laundry or whatever.
They get something out of chaos. They want to live there.
They get a distance from intimacy, for one thing. Okay. They get to avoid intimacy.
Interesting.
So, and the other thing is they get gratified by that chaos both.
Crystal?
I'm a chaos grabber, by the way.
Are you? You're into that?
I'm out of it now.
He's done.
Recovering chaos guy.
Crystal?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
I have...
problem
in speaking. In February, I screwed up on my birth control pills.
Ooh.
And,
February.
Yeah, I forgot quite a few.
So go on.
And,
are you pregnant?
Let's I don't know. That's what I'm calling about. I took a pregnancy test, and it came up negative.
Hey!
That's good.
That's good.
You may want to switch to the
patch.
You may want to
switch.
Crystal, you may want to switch to the patch also.
It's this new thing now.
Yep.
You don't have to take the pill every day. Yep. You don't think you have a patch. It lasts for 2 weeks, right?
Once a week. Once a week. Stick it right to the roof of the mouth. You don't even know it's there.
Once you do that way, because, you know, hey, taking a pill every day, who can remember that?
Not me.
Well, do that. What's your question?
Well, I was just wondering, how accurate are those pregnancy tests?
Pretty accurate, most of them. Not 100%, but fairly accurate.
There is like 1% to 3% of women out there who those tests don't work on.
That's right.
But you're not one of those, probably, so don't worry about it. But, however, don't get in this situation. Think of this as a near miss. You know, they say that like the plane almost, you know, this is a near miss. You don't want to do this next time, right? Because what if you really are? So why don't you try a different form of contraception?
Patch or shot?
Or, yeah, have the guy wear a condom, for crying out loud. A
condom, thank you.
Where's he been, you know? Why are you taking all the
stuff? How long have you been with the guy?
Two and a half years, sorry.
Two and a half.
Have him wear a condom. He's old enough now.
Are you in love?
Yeah, we're married.
Oh, you're married.
Okay.
Yeah. We got married young, right?
Yeah.
Are you trying? Do you want to get pregnant?
Not yet.
Not yet.
It says here you were concerned that the birth control pill is going to harm the child if you were, in fact, pregnant.
Yeah.
No, no problem.
Yeah, you're okay. That happens all the time. How do you think I got born? How do you think the three guys in this room got born?
Yeah.
Oh, you're scaring her now.
Crystal, what's your husband do for a living?
He's an engineer.
Good. What's he work on? What kind of engineer?
Electronics.
All right, good. He's a decent guy. You love him?
Yes.
Everything's good?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to wait a little while before you start a family? Fine. Get on that patch. All right, and I don't want to crap on Rob's advice, but I don't see anyone going to a condom after a couple of years of not using a condom in a relationship. That is a big penile step backward for a lot of guys.
Unless you get the really good ones.
Are they good? Do they have good ones?
You know, the kind that stimulate the guy more than... No, there are no good ones. No, there's a couple of good ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
The Magnum's good for the ego.
Yeah, no, these, you know, Avanti's a good one. You know, it's 10 times thinner than a thin human hair. And then there's the, you know, and it's pretty safe. It's not a regular condom.
Right.
It's not like, what do they call it? It's polyurethane. It's a different thing. But it's supposedly has like more heat through there. It's better, you know. So
do they? I'd like to make one that when you have your orgasm makes that boom sound.
Big
bass drum sort of.
We don't have that yet.
I'm just novelty sounds of various types.
Or how about?
Slide
whistle.
Yeah, slide whistle.
Woo!
Or the sound the blackjack dealer makes when he's leaving the table. That hand clap and then out move.
You know the office basketball hoop? Score!
Yeah.
From way downtown!
Remember the bong, Helka Bong song?
They have like greeting cards that have messages and stuff in them now. They could certainly do this.
You can get the Marv Albert one. From way downtown! Hey, Marv, where'd you pick up the hooker?
Downtown! Not the gong.
Yes!
That's it. That one. Again. Yeah.
No, I still want the bong. All right. I think we're going to take a quick break.
That's it. It's going so well.
Oh, no, we're going. We're
really?
Doing good. Yeah.
Really?
We're in like 30 seconds.
No, that's like the...
That's as you're putting it on.
No, yeah. No. Now, that says it is over soon, too soon.
Yeah, that's
broken.
No, that's the one when you're putting it on. Drew is so excited over there. Mary?
Oh, my God.
We're not going to break. We're going to
talk. What do we got? Mary, what's up?
She's 21. She thinks her best female friend has a crush on her.
Hey.
Yeah.
I like this call. Talk about it.
Really weird.
Tell me, what did she do? That? How do you know she's on? She's turning out she's on to you?
Well, she tells me about her sex dreams, and I happen to star in them.
Wow. Is she, do you know she's gay?
No, she's married, and she's pregnant.
Ah.
How is she like, wait. Is she in the last trimester of pregnancy?
She just started it, but this has been an like, ongoing situation.
You mean before she was pregnant?
Yeah.
Like,
a sex dream about me, and we worked at the same place. And she was always grabbing my ass.
Where do you work?
She was always filling me up. We were working in a coffee shop, and she, like, in front of customers and everything. And,
so
like,
she's got a, this is back to that chaos.
she's married, right?
No, we were both single. Well, we had.
No. You said she's married. Is she married?
No, but before she got married, she just got married.
Well, stop saying no. Okay.
Wait, Mary, is she married?
No, yes.
She's married now.
She just got married at the beginning of the year.
Just say yes.
And
please.
She's
right
pregnant.
After she got pregnant.
She got pregnant. Okay. You know what?
But before, like 6 months ago.
We understand. Right. We understand.
Okay, let me ask you this. In her fantasies, does she say that there's a guy there too, not just you, right?
No, but she's gotten her husband to like even
think
about.
Hold on.
Mary.
Hold on.
Okay. Mary.
Oh, wow.
Mary.
Let me yell at Mary for a second. Mary.
What?
Stop. Please, with the word no out of the first word out of your mouth is no, and then you change the subject and or agree.
Yeah.
But don't say no every single time, especially when we're asking things that are correct. Now, what about Rob's question? Does she have this fantasy with you, or is there any other guy involved?
She's only mentioned me, but
okay.
She talked to her husband about it, and apparently, like, she's gotten this threesome idea into his head, and I have
what
not
do you?
Said,
she's gotten into his head.
She's
been
talking to him about it.
Listen, Mary, is she a drug addict?
No.
She's never been addicted to anything?
I'm sorry, me?
She's never been addicted to anything?
Not that I know of.
And what about the threesome? That doesn't sound like a good idea to you?
Oh, no, I told her I would never do anything like that.
Wait,
and that's a 3.5, by the way, if she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Have you? That's a 4. Has she ever...
Before she was pregnant, she was mentioning stuff like that about her
sex. Yeah, but do you know her to be a very chaotic person?
I don't know. She really liked the attention of people thinking that we were lesbians.
But do you know... But were her relationships always very tumultuous?
I think her first boyfriends were pretty traumatic. And
right.
She's looking for
chaos.
She's looking for attention.
The problem is this is the exact converse of what we were talking to that guy earlier. This is a good guy that she's with, and she's got to sabotage it. She's got to throw some chaos in, got to bring another person
in. Why
in.
Does Mary sound so intrigued about something she doesn't want to do?
For instance, so you're not interested at all in this, but are you curious about it?
No, I mean, we've always been really close, like, friends.
What do you do when she grabs you?
Yeah, like...
What do you do when she grabs you?
I just laugh, basically.
You grab him.
So, wait, Mary, you have no... You're not even flattered that she wants to have a sexual encounter with you?
Yeah, of course I'm.
You are, and you would, but
you would never
entertain it?
No, I would never entertain it.
All right, well, then don't do it.
Yeah, but it's...
Okay, good. Stop bothering us, then. Listen, I only want to talk to people who have done or about to do something.
Mary, it's not weird what she's doing. She's trying to sabotage her marriage.
Right.
And you are the tool that she's going to try to use to do that.
Unless you really want to do it, we don't want to hear from you.
Well, you're going to be regretting the day you do something like that. You'll be in the midst of total hell between those two.
All right. That total hell is a threesome.
What is the coffee shop though? Because I'd like to stop by for something.
It's called Lesbos. It's out in Portland.
Would you like a cup of coffee and watch me grab my coworker? Yes.
We'll,
you want cream on that?
We'll take a quick break. Rob Schneider in studio tonight. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Rob Schneider has joined us in studio tonight. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew has a hernia situation going on.
It's driving me crazy.
It doesn't sound fun at all. I don't see the upside to it.
You can feel your bowel going into your sack.
Yeah.
Really?
It's got to affect your...
yeah, really.
It's making me...
It's
got to
affect your
gross.
Tennis game.
Yeah, yeah. It's just... You really... I mean, you know how if you get gas...
Yeah.
It fills into the sack here. And
does
like,
it?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this isn't getting better.
So what happens?
The imagery that I
so
have
So I need to have
not...
a little operation. I got to do it like this week.
What are they going to do?
They're going with a scope and tighten it all down.
Where do they go in?
Somewhere back in here. I'm not sure.
Can't
they
do something like, you know, so, like sit-ups or something to like strengthen yourself?
No.
Can't put one of those.
After they fix it?
It's a, you know, it's a canal. It's a sheath, not a muscular thing opens up. And so,
Like a zip tie on your sack?
That's what they're basically going to do, zip it up. Oh. But, you know, it's so funny.
Do they have to open the sack?
No, not anymore. Jesus
the password
Christ.
Is corset.
I wear a truss.
You got one on now?
No, I took it off because it's so uncomfortable.
Wow.
Yeah. And so you think you'll do that this week?
I really think I got to. It's getting worse every week.
Let's do it on the air. It'll be good radio.
You want to? Why don't you just come in and you can watch?
Is it a general or are they...
I got to go talk to my friends.
Yeah, get the general.
You probably have access to some good care, though.
Yeah, I got a surgeon.
You're not going to be just an Armenian doctor out in the...
It's funny. I was giving a talk
at the Valley. Nothing wrong with Armenian doctors.
Southern California.
There's something wrong with the Valley.
The USC School of Business, and I had to stand to the talk, and I go, look, the hernia is bothering me. The students were like, ugh. I'm so used to talking in front of medical students who'd be like, oh, yeah. Get there. No big deal.
So they're going to... What do they do to correct it? Do they shove your bowel back up?
Oh, yeah. Basically, the canal gets all sewn back up.
Yeah. I got one of those cooking in my oven, too, but mine's up high.
Yeah.
Mine's not down sack. Mine's up high.
I want to find out what you guys are doing and then not do that.
Obviously, it's working because you don't have anything.
I'm pretty healthy.
You don't have anything cooking
I drink a lot of tea. Disgusting amount of tea.
Really? Yeah, with the green tea?
Yeah, I'm a green tea fiend.
Mm. How much of that you drink a day?
About 16 cups, maybe. Mm. 8 to 16 cups, yeah.
And what's it do for you besides make you whiz all the time?
Make me whiz all the time. But no, it's actually really good to help digestion and everything. And it's really, really good. I'm in good shape. Honestly, you know, you don't have the same problems in Asia that they do here.
Right.
And I think it helps the digestion and stuff. And I'm just sold on it. And it gives you energy and it's not... And it's expensive, so I spend money on it.
Right. Makes feel good.
They all have stomach cancer, though, so maybe that's why.
They drink
too
much
they shit. Do have a little bit of stomach cancer. I agree with you. You know, it's a trade-off. Everything's a trade-off. Yeah. You don't get the butt cancer, but you get the stomach cancer.
Dennis?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
No, all right. Give you details. My friend, I don't care to mention her name, but...
Are you masturbating as you're speaking?
No,
okay, go ahead. What's up?
No, I known her for only like I only knew her for like two or 6 months or whatever, and she's also 2 years older than me. She's a junior.
Sure, man. 2 or 6 yeah. months. I'm with you. Go ahead. She's a junior. You're a junior. She's a sophomore. What?
Yeah, right. Anyway,
it's always weird when you go 200% higher than your first estimate. Like
600%.
How long you been working job? Yeah. 10, 30 years.
Yeah. Nah, Zach. Like the other day, 6 years ago, I had an accident. You know. With my friend, who's not really my friend, but I saw him and he had a donut and I ate his ribs.
Hold on, are you black, Dennis?
No, man.
All right, you just.
So what's up, me? Talk to me.
What's going on?
So what's the deal? Spit it out.
Okay, I don't know, man. It's just weird. She like she I don't know how to say it, man. She's just I think she wants that.
Good lord.
She wants to have sex with me, man, and I don't really like.
She wants to have sex and you don't.
Yeah.
Why? What 16-year-old doesn't want to have sex? What's wrong with her?
Nothing, man. She's pretty girl, you know, whatever. But I'm just not. I just don't want to. I don't want to mess up, man. I really do not want to mess up my
just
life.
Just do it.
Are you a virgin?
Mess up what?
My life.
You afraid you're gonna get her pregnant?
Yeah.
Well, you know they got these things now.
Yeah, really.
You can put it. You can put it over your willy, and then you'll have a less chance of that happening.
Are you a virgin, Dennis?
No, I'm not.
All right. Not. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
That was a year ago.
All right.
And how'd that go?
Not good.
What happened?
That was a mistake.
What happened?
I never lived down. Never
lived down? What, did you do in front of the class? What happened?
I'm not into premarital sex at all. I feel like I...
It's a religious thing.
No. Are you religious, Dennis?
Born-again Christian?
Did you have a
I don't want to say my religion because I'm, I don't want to bring reproach on it, you know, man.
No, it's okay. Don't have to. Born again Christian. It's okay.
Are you a Mormon?
Right. Oh, yeah. Like, perfect last.
Jehovah.
Like,
Mormon.
Hold on a second. This guy's got to be Catholic.
Are you a Mormon?
I'm not Mormon. I ain't Catholic, man.
You're not Catholic?
I don't want to play the little, put it
down. All right. He's a shaker. All right, here's the thing. Who cares? There's somebody who wants to have sex with Dennis. He doesn't want to have sex with her.
She's not that hot. One thing.
Obviously.
No, here's what's going on, unfortunately. Dennis is a normal 16-year-old. He's already He's already gone against his religious beliefs.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to do it again with this girl.
But the thing is, look, eventually nature wins.
Religion
loses, nature wins.
Right.
It'll win again like it won last time, buddy.
The problem is, because he's so freaked out about it, he doesn't prepare for it.
Yeah.
And he could get somebody pregnant because he's not admitting to himself preparing what he needs to do.
He needs to prepare. Have some condoms just in case Jesus isn't with you that day.
I bet his penis didn't work. Quiet down. Listen to me, Dennis.
I messed up once, dude.
I know.
How'd you mess up?
He had sex.
It was unprotected.
Oh, dude. Carry one around with you.
I feel like I should just tell her. You know what? I can't. If you're gonna be like that with me, then
no, you don't have to tell her. But
I think I should, man.
Quiet down.
Jefe, listen, baby. Come on, Jefe.
Listen to me.
Listen, you can get a condom at the store.
Did you have a quick orgasm the first time? Yeah.
I don't know. What define quick?
You had a little difficulty. You weren't as great in the sack as you thought maybe you should have been.
I really wouldn't know, man. You wouldn't know?
You wouldn't know. Put your balls on the phone.
7 minutes.
All right.
7 minutes.
I wouldn't know.
That's 7 minutes from the time he walked in the front door.
That's right. 7 minutes from when the movie started to the time he got home.
Whatever.
Rob's disgusted. Well, Rob, drink some green tea and calm down over there.
I'm working on my
stomach. Push your bowel out of your sack and back up into your chest. We're going to take another call.
Here's the old Dennis. Go ahead and live by your religious values, and that's that.
Fine.
Or carry a condom just in case you have a relapse.
Right. Lorena?
Hi.
What's up? You're 16.
I'm like addicted to phone sex.
Really?
How long has this been starting?
I started in like 7th grade, and it's just been like going on and getting like stronger and heavier.
Who was it with?
First time. Boyfriends.
Your ex-boyfriend?
How old were they?
I don't know, same age as I or a couple years older.
Oh, okay.
You mean a 14-year-old when you were 12?
Yeah, basically.
Basically?
What?
Or a 19-year-old when you were 12?
Well, no, it's just like I'm not doing anything while I'm having phone sex. Like, I'll just, like, moan and, like, I'll try to be, like, the best, like, they've ever had. And so, like, I'm perfect on that. It's just
parents
like,
divorced? Parents
right.
divorced?
What?
Parents divorced?
No, they're together.
Lorena?
Yeah.
When you were 12, how old was your boyfriend?
14.
How about the next one?
I didn't date until I was like a freshman.
14. How old was that boyfriend?
I'm 19.
16. There you go.
Like that.
All right.
The 19-year-old. Is he the one that got you started on this stuff?
No.
She was doing it before that.
All right. Just checking.
And you weren't having sex with the guys, just phone sex?
Yeah.
You've had sex, though, right?
I started having sex this year.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I never had an orgasm. Like, I faked it, like, completely. It was just, like, whole moaning kind of thing. Yeah. Like,
but you can have orgasms on the phone.
No, she learned how to fake it on the phone.
Yeah. Oh.
And then, so they think I'm doing it or anything. Like, I'm totally not satisfied with anything. Like, I can, read a newspaper while I'm having sex. I mean, it's
just thinking about the Holocaust right now.
I don't even want to get into that. Now, listen, Lorena, that little girl thing going on. There's definitely some issues here.
My dad beat me when I was like.
No, there you go.
He did.
There you go.
And he did this for some years.
He's done it since I was little, and he's done it recently. I ran away like 6 months ago.
Okay.
All right, she's trying to get it.
Well, she's not involved at all in these relationships. These are just purely sort of manipulations and, you know, ways to sort of have control over
people. Over guys, right.
But
I saw my ex-boyfriends calling me and saying, like, I'm the best at, you know, moaner that they've ever heard and stuff like that. So they get off with that stuff.
Who isn't the best moaner?
Mom's the best moaner. Who cares?
Satisfaction you can get from a relationship, just knowing that that's what you are to somebody?
Yeah, I mean, like,
Is that what you want from your relationships?
No, I mean, like, right now, I'm, like, kind of dating this guy named Kevin. Like, we're really close together. We're just, like, not dating. He's not doing anything else. But he doesn't know I'm like this.
All right, okay, let's go back to the dad situation. Now, what kind of beatings is he doing?
Like bruises and knocking me out.
Nothing sexual?
Knocking you out?
No. Knocking you out?
Like, he's hit me with, like, bricks before and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Bricks? With a brick?
Was it in a sock or what? I don't even know how that happens.
Like, outside, he gets mad at me and I run outside and then he, like, throws a brick at me.
Really? Or, I mean, like, he should be in jail.
He could kill you.
He should be in jail.
This guy.
Hey, listen. So, when was the last time he beat you, and you had bruises? You know, if you call the police, they're gonna put him away. Maybe that'll get him to stop.
I know, but my mom, like, he always says, like, "Oh yeah, I dare you to call." But I don't want to end up in like some like kid foster home or something.
And what's your mom doing?
My mom, she realizes that he's doing this, and like she tries to back me up and stuff, but then he just takes all on her.
Okay.
Well, you know,
guy's treating his kid like Reginald Denny here, for Christ's sake. He needs to be stopped, this guy. You need to call Child Protective Services, and don't do it from your house. Do it from one of your friends' houses. And then fake the orgasm halfway into the call, but then say, "No, seriously, my dad is abusive."
Not Lorraine, this is messing you up.
It's a dangerous thing, but you know what? Honestly, it's all connected. You know, you may not think it is, but, you know, how you're feeling about yourself, you have the most influential male.
And how you
male,
feel about men.
Yeah, the most influential man in your life is your father, and he's abusing you, and this is reflecting your relationship with other men.
That is, like, not the whole relationship. Like, me and Kevin are, like, really happy guys. He has
all right, listen,
like,
call. Right, okay, you got to okay, call okay. Child Protective. We don't care about Kevin. Call Child Protective Services.
Do you fantasize about being a stripper or anything like that, too?
No.
Okay.
Okay. And when,
give it time.
Can you get out of that house in a year or so? Can you go off to college somewhere?
I'm in college right now.
You
are. I took my California proficiency test and got out.
Okay.
Good. Well, get out of there.
And are you out of the house now?
No, I still live here because I'm 16.
Does your dad drink?
He used to.
Doesn't anymore.
He used to be a bartender.
Mm. Hey.
All right. Lorena, if he raises a hand to you or does anything to you, document it, take
call
a picture of it,
call the police. Believe me, it'll stop. You call the police. One phone call is all it takes.
You know, we haven't talked about this it's been 8 minutes, but these horrible, horrible, wretched dads, especially with their daughters. Guys are sort of like dogs in that if they're in the way, you can kick them and they just go to the other side of the room and lie back down. But women, you will twist them. If you beat them, if you sexually abuse them, if you neglect them, if you verbally abuse them, it comes out in the form of bizarre, retarded sexuality at some point. And ultimately, it's really the ultimate payback, because at some point in time, one of these guys' buddies who works with him at the loading dock comes in with a swank magazine and shows him a picture of his youngest.
You got to see page 35.
Yeah, that's what they show him. Or he rents a film, or he sees her at the local nudie bar.
And he's repulsed and yet turned on.
Yes, as am I. But it still doesn't stop the money from flowing. Oh, Rob, I got to drink some green tea. No,
why?
We're going to take a break.
Everything's going good.
I know, but we'll do a little commercial and we'll come right back. Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Chris Titus is going to be in here tomorrow night. Tonight, we got Rob Schneider, who was nice enough just to drop by and hang out with
us. Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm a big fan of Loveline all these years.
Thank you. Good
big
to
fan.
Have
big fan.
Drew, you got a call because you got nobody there. Yeah.
Go, what do we got?
Line five?
Yeah.
Otto.
Yeah.
Bring it on, buddy.
You're 23?
Yep.
What's up?
I got an idea for a skit for a show, and I was wondering, since you know Jimmy so good, maybe you could hook me up.
All right, what is it? I'll write it down. I'll present it at the writer's meeting tomorrow.
It's an idea for a couple of Mormon guys that ride around on bikes, and they harass people, and maybe, like, go into a couple bars at closing time and talk to some drunk people and make them do things for the Lord, like some push-ups or something like that.
Mormon guys on bikes. You have a name for it?
Not really. It's just kind of a
Mormon guys on bikes.
In the rough.
Do you have anything funny for them to do?
They could set up checkpoints and just harass people, basically.
Where is the joke?
It's, I don't know, I thought it was pretty funny. Just
all right.
Mormon guys pretty angry.
I think it's good, angry Mormon guys. I think it's an area. I don't think you have a skit yet.
All right.
I don't think you have a sketch.
They need to ride their bike somewhere funny. Do you have a funny place for them?
Yeah, I was thinking like a porn store would be good, or maybe a bike
shop.
Sure.
Why wouldn't they?
How are people going to know these are Mormon guys?
Because they're going to wear the ties, and they're going to have Bibles.
The white girls gay ties.
Are you Mormon?
No, I'm not a Mormon.
Okay, what is the second premise? I'll present this tomorrow.
Okay, I also got an idea for an Iraqi supermarket sweep where they basically, when they'll get 60 seconds to go in and grab whatever they can, and they basically just crash through the door and start picking people off with AKs and stuff like that.
Sounds hilarious.
You smoking a lot of pot, Otto?
Yeah.
Hold on. Is this Otto, the bus driver from The Simpsons?
Smoking on some green spinach right now.
All right.
We couldn't tell.
Hey, well, you know, Otto.
Maybe a little less pot and these ideas might look differently to you.
Again, not fully fledged out ideas, but fleshed out ideas. But
you know, it's so funny when you do testing on people, they profoundly overestimate their creativity and what they can accomplish when they're on drugs.
Yeah,
when they get sober, they're like, oh my god.
Well, you know, they always talk about booze. You know, the sort of beer goggle thing. As far as you get drunk, you see some chick, she's a 5, but you think she's a 9 because you're drunk. Pot is sort of a brain goggle thing, in that you think your ideas are good.
Genius, because there's a difference. You're confusing the high with your idea being
good.
That's
right, the feeling. Right.
You're getting confused. I'm excited about something. It's got to be my stupid idea.
That's right.
Not the fact you're just you're high.
That's actually a great insight.
Iraqi.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Well, I learned it in Thailand with Tone Love.
This is going to be a good movie. It's so interesting. I'm in it. You're in it. We're both in it.
Kimmy?
Hi.
What's up? You're 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just about 17 tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Woo! Day after 420.
Day after. Happy birthday, you're not
special. So what's your question?
What do you got?
Okay, well, I have this thing with, like, older guys.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
It's horrible.
Oh, what is it? How horrible?
Well.
How old?
Like, 30s.
Ouch.
Wow.
How long has this been going on?
Hideous.
I don't know.
Disgusting.
How many years have you been doing? How's it been going on?
You know what? I don't know. I just know.
What do you mean? How old were you? 14, going out with somebody in his 20s?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
You were.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I moved. I was from the country, like horses and pigs.
Ooh.
My mom moved me here. I've never even been to a mall, right?
You're divorced.
No, they've been divorced forever, but she had an affair, moved me here, and I met this older guy, and I dated him for a while, and now I like older guys. Like,
all right, well, you were 14 when you met a guy who was in his 20s?
18, 19, yeah.
18, 19, and you dated him, you had sex with him?
Yeah.
All right, and now are you dating anyone?
A few guys.
A few guys.
Nothing serious.
And how old are they?
18... 17.
Oh, okay,
but that's not really guys in their 30s.
No, but I take interest. Like today, there were men in their 30s, and I was just like, hi.
Well, just don't act on it, Jimmy.
And it's not just that.
Well, guys are more interesting when they get older, but it doesn't mean you have to have relationships with them.
Right. It's just the problem is not your attraction. It's the guy that would respond to that attraction that bothers us.
Well,
the 30-year-old guy that would date a 16-year-old is a problem. He's not a good guy.
Right, unless he's a producer.
Exactly. Yeah, unless he can help you in your career.
Right. So, Kimmy.
Yes.
Where's your dad?
My dad.
You have no contact with your father.
I do talk to my dad. My dad is a businessman. You know,
how often do you talk to him? When was the last time you lived with him?
I don't live with my dad. I can't.
Why?
He drives me nuts.
Why?
He's very, he's an idiot. Like,
How is he an idiot?
He manipulates people. He's all business. He works nonstop. My stepmom is like a hardcore Christian woman.
What if you just live with them for a little while just to try to establish some kind of relationship?
Well, she's living with
mom.
Her mom, right?
Yeah, but I mean, she's missing the dad piece, so.
Well, but he's an idiot.
I have a stepdad here.
Yeah. Is he good?
He's a good guy, yeah.
Christian?
Oh, okay.
But and it's not just the older guys. It's different nationalities. I don't.
Sure. Filipinos. Why not?
Yeah.
What do you like? You like Filipino guys?
Yeah, only.
You're part Filipino, aren't you?
Part Filipino. Here we go.
You only like Filipino guys?
No, I'm not. I like Russians, and I don't like any white.
Russian's a white guy.
Oh, Filipinos. You had your gold there for a while.
They cook. Another language.
They're nice. They've done a lot of body hair.
All right. Listen, Kimmy, don't
so what's
get
the
pregnant.
Deal? I mean, what?
That's it.
Give yourself some.
I just want to know if it's normal to be liking guys. Like,
it is normal to like older guys, but you shouldn't be dating guys because they would be. You shouldn't be dating guys at 16 who are older.
It would be
much
not normal to really follow through on it. It's one thing to be attracted. It's another thing to actually have a relationship with somebody.
And let's just say this, that it's normal to have all sorts of thoughts. It's normal to have homicidal thoughts at times. It's normal to have suicidal thoughts at times. It's normal to fantasize about family members
it's normal
and stuff
to,
like that.
To,
not
think,
family
I think
members.
I think we're learning something about Adam tonight that
you
making
also
me a little uncomfortable.
I masturbate to only pictures of yourself succeeding at things. We've learned a lot tonight.
I want
to
screw my sister. I want to kill her. Then I'm going to kill myself. This is basically my plan. No, I'm saying you don't have to judge yourself based on these thoughts. Judge yourself based on the actions.
Yes.
And we're asking you not to act on it.
There you go.
All right. We need to
take a break.
Take a break?
Yeah, Rob.
What happened?
Hey, time flies.
Okay, all right. I'm just getting into it. Warming up.
Well, hang around. Likas will be on about 11 hours. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. That's the show. Christopher Titus in here tomorrow night. I want to thank Rob Schneider for coming by. Always
thank
good
you,
to see him.
Big fan of the show. Nice to see you guys again. It was a pleasure, and I learned something. A woman who masturbated to herself, images of herself succeeding.
It's interesting, huh?
That's a new one.
It's ironic.
I called that one, huh? Mom
yes,
said you're pretty.
You got great instincts.
Woo!
I'm going to masturbate to her masturbating to herself, which is ironic, but I think
you're
I
the prettiest girl in your whole school. Don't let anybody say different. You're the prettiest, best girl ever. You're so beautiful, just like mommy.
Rob, I'm going to need you, actually. That's good. Go in there.
What are you
oh, you're so
that?
Pretty, pretty girl.
Oh, Drew, shut
prettiest
up.
Prettiest girl in the whole school. Right. No one prettier than you.
All right, be quiet, be quiet.
Not smarter, but you're the prettiest. Every girl's smarter, but you're so pretty, you make up for it how dumb you are.
That is the show. Rob, thanks for coming by, and come by anytime you like.
I'll take you up on that now.
We would appreciate it. So until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo.
Boy, I was swearing. I need to be born again. I said the F word, mommy. Please let me be born again. No, I'm 16. I swore twice during the game show. I feel bad. Need to be born again. Oh, I used the F word and S word twice. Oh, mommy. I'm going to get my license, but first I'll be born again.
Ah, shut up.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.